I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. A Pakistani woman receives yet another setback. Asha Bibi, accused of blasphemy in 2009, is facing a death sentence and now death threats from Muslim extremists. Open Doors' Carl Muller says nearly a 500,000 people have signed a petition against the blasphemy laws. Christians hope to make a difference for Christ in Pakistan.
We continue to stand with the church in Pakistan. We continue to help them face the incredible pressure, the almost unimaginable pressure that they're under every day by spiritual means, by encouragement through Bibles and training, through advocacy, speaking out on their behalf.
Next, a toxic flood in Hungary isn't having the effect disasters typically have on a community, spiritually speaking. Southern Baptists are focusing on the area flooded by 185 million gallons of toxic red sludge. 8 people died, 100 were injured, while affecting 7,000 other residents. International Mission Board's ministry challenges abound. The city's newly elected mayor has asked them not to preach the gospel, just pass out food. And radio ministry is flourishing in Nepal, which up until 2 years ago was strictly a Hindu monarchy. When they made the switch in 2008, Ty Stakes' HCJB Global started to help add unique Christian radio stations.
It's very difficult for people to do real direct evangelistic type radio outreach. And what really works better is for people to express their faith in ways that are very relevant to the community.
Pray many will come to Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Find out about the plight of the Karen people of Burma through an incredible DVD documentary and prayer guide exclusively from Vision Beyond Borders. Get your free DVD and prayer guide. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.